For today's In Touch, I'm joined by Jason Taylor, Public Health Inspector with Washington County Environmental Health, to discuss well testing.
I usually test them at the kitchen sink if we can get the aerator off of the faucet. Otherwise, we can use a bathroom faucet in the home or do it through the RO system also.
So you just take a sample and take it back, or is it quick, like a little piece of paper that you stick in there and it shows you?
No, we take an actual water sample and then send it up to the University of Iowa, and then they test it up there at the hygienics lab. Within a week, we have the test results back, and then I send them back out to the homeowner.
How important is it to get your well tested?
It's a good idea. We test for total chloroform, E. coli, bacteria, and nitrates in your well. With the nitrates, if it's above 45, then there's an infant advisory. So say you have a 47, if you have a child under 1 year of age, you can have blue baby syndrome. It locks up the oxygen in the baby's blood. And then also for E. coli bacteria, that would cause other health concerns. And usually with total chloroform, if your well has that in it, that's a pathway into your well for other contaminants to get into your water supply. So it is a good idea to have your water tested once a year.
What can be done? Would that mean that there's some sort of problem with the actual well that needs to be taken care of?
It can be. Majority of the time, it's a problem between the well and your faucet in the plumbing. Anytime that you've put a new faucet in or hot water heater or anything like that, you can introduce bacteria into your water supply. And best way to do is shock chlorinate, and that's using either bleach or tablets or that you can put in your well that will sanitize the well. And then you bring that water from the well into your home and let it sit for a number of hours and then pump it back out. And that's usually enough to take care of the bacteria in your well.
Those few issues that you mentioned, are those the main problems here in Washington County in this area?
That we know of, yeah. There are certain parts of Iowa that have high arsenic value and different things. We don't test for that with the free test, but we can do a water sample if people request it to be sent to a different lab for heavy metals and different things like that, pesticides and all that in your water supply. That could be an additional test that we do.
And these aren't required by state or federal government?
No, they're not. No. It's a service that we offer to the community. And the well water results, once they're sent back to you, that's the end of it. I mean, there's no place in the code or the law that says that you can't drink the water. It's a personal choice. If you want to drink river water, you can drink river water in Iowa.
How do they get you involved? Do they just give you a call?
Yep, we can call the office at our number. It'd be 319-653-7782. And we can set up a time that we can meet. Someone does need to be home when I do the water sample. And once we get that, then I just take the sample. It takes about 10 minutes, and then I'd be out of your way, and then I'll send you the test results the next week.
With this service, is this something that you just recently started, or has this always been something that Washington County Environmental Health has been involved with?
Yeah, we've done it for a number of years. We apply for a grant every year through the state, and as long as we continue to receive the grant money, we can make it available free of charge for people that have private on-site wells. And we also have money available to do well pluggings of old abandoned wells and cisterns to plug those to for people in the county.
Is that when maybe a city extends their utilities out farther, or is that a situation where wells get to a certain point where they're irreparable?
We run into most abandoned wells when, say, farmsteads have been taken down in the county, and other times, say, somebody buys an old farm and there's two or three different wells that they had that are usually hand dug and they're only about 30 feet deep. So that's what we run into with them, and then we have the money available to help people to fill those through a contractor that does that. And then what it does is it seals off so no contaminants can get into the water supply for the whole community.
Is that just putting dirt down there or concrete?
No, they use a bentonite product. And they put bentonite at the bottom, and then they fill the well up with sand, and then usually a few feet under the ground, then they put more bentonite and then seal it completely off. And bentonite is a clay product, is what it is, and when it expands when it gets wet.
That was my conversation with Jason Taylor, Public Health Inspector with Washington County Environmental Health, for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.